What's going on, everybody out there? You have Tone out here on Two Way Thoughts.
And Mel. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Can't believe it's 2018. I mean, I remember as a kid, that seemed like it was so long ago. And now we're here at 2018. I can't believe it, man. It's a great New Year so far. Just want to give a shout out to 2Poo2. Sorry I didn't give a shout out last week, Aaliyah. So here's your shout out for you. Like I said, well, we appreciate everybody, you know, all the love and support we get from you guys. So thanks once again, 2Poo2.
Thank you, Aaliyah.
All right, and just gonna get into some playoffs. You know, it's NFL season winding down. Week 16 was last week, and we now have the final teams that are in the playoffs and this wild card weekend coming up. So we got a few games coming up on Saturday and Sunday.
Yay.
Like I said, you know, can't wait. You sound so excited.
Well, my team's not playing.
Well, I mean, it's like, yay. It's kind of like a halfway in between a boo and a yay. But I don't know.
I'll root for your boys, babe.
You got to root for somebody.
I will. The Patriots.
Nah, not this weekend. They're not playing this weekend, so you'll have your Carolina gear on, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you don't sound too convincing. All right, so we got this weekend, we got coming up, we got the Titans versus the Chiefs on Saturday, and then we got the Falcons versus the Rams on Saturday. So it's going to be pretty.
Go Falcons!
I'm not saying go Falcons. Now we're in the playoffs now. I don't even care for them. They beat us last week, but they need to get the win to get in, so they're back to being the enemy again.
Uh-oh.
All right, so Titans with Marcus Mariota quarterbacking against Alex Smith with the Chiefs. They started out hot, and they kind of cooled off, and the Titans were kind of the same way, hot and then turned cold. So it's going to be a fascinating game to watch out there in Arrowhead. It's probably going to be a little bit of snow possibly and maybe some rain, or definitely it's going to be cold for sure. But should be an exciting game to watch, though. Then we have the Falcons, like I said, you know, against the Rams. Rams, first time in the playoffs since, I don't know when, it's been a long time.
1999.
Yeah, so that's been a while. You know, Rams, so the LA Rams are representing for this city again. And they play against the Falcons, the defending NFC champions from last year. So they made it to the playoffs, and, you know, they avoided the slump of, you know, make the Super Bowl and then next year not making the playoffs. So they made it in, but we'll see how far they'll get, you know, once this game is starts up on Saturday. And then on Sunday we have good old three-peat, you know, part three, Panthers versus Saints for the season. They beat us twice this year, so they swept us and they got the NFC South. So we owe them.
Third time's a charm.
You know, it's hard to beat a team three times in a row, they say, but it's been done. The teams have been beat three times in a row. I mean, so it's all about the mindset of the guys. Everybody knows everybody. It's all about who wants it more, and hopefully my boys come out there ready. Hope Cam, you know, get himself back together, and McCaffrey and all the guys, you know, get things going and show out, you know, so we're going to go down to the NO and take it over, hopefully. Next up, we got the Bills versus the Jaguars out in Jacksonville. So Jaguars haven't been in the playoffs since you, my statistician, was the last time.
I don't know. A long time.
It's been a long time. But Jacksonville Jaguars, first time in the playoffs. So, in a long time. Yeah, it's good for them. You know, like I said, you know, it's always good for teams that haven't been in the playoffs to represent. And this year is the Jaguars and the Rams.
I mean, a couple of the games that we watched, you know, with them were really good.
Yeah, they
entertaining.
Yeah, they exciting. Got a pretty good defense. But, you know, I don't believe in Blake Bortles just yet. So we'll see what he looks like as far as that's concerned with, you know, this game here. This is where all the money is made in playoffs. So, you know, everybody looks cute during the preseason. And, of course, then in regular season, things pick up. But mm-hmm. with midway
just
season,
one time.
All it takes one,
it.
One and done.
Out.
One and done. So we'll see how things work out with these guys. Like I said, wild card weekend. So the other guys that are fortunate enough to have the number one and number two seeds have buys.
Go ahead, and who are those people?
I don't have them written down. I'm not going to name
them. What team is that?
I don't recall.
I think I'm
going to play like the guy from the FBI I did on the stand. I don't recall.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm just saying the team that's playing that I'm worrying about is my boys, and they're playing the NO, and I'm not worried about anybody else right now. Yeah, so I mean, you know, it's going to be some exciting games this weekend, and the thing I was looking at, the, as far as the matchups is concerned, not just the teams that are in it, but the locations. So the Chiefs are going to be playing outdoors with the Titans. The Rams are going to be playing outdoors, but they're in Cali, so it's not going to be too bad. But the Saints are going to be indoors. Jaguars.
At least they're not in Buffalo.
And the Bills are playing. Yeah, and the Bills might come down here and think it's, you know, it's great weather, you know. But, you know, us Floridians, we kind of figure, you know, this weather for us is like a whole nother beast. You know, this cold gets out on us, and we feel a little bit different. So it definitely might play a part in this weekend's game. We'll have to see about it. So, yeah, so we'll check back on, you know, next week in these guys and review the games from last this weekend and go from there. This weekend, like we said, was New Year's Eve, you know, New Year, new me, like people like to say, but, you know, just want to talk about, you know, the New Year's Eve we had. It was a really, really great time we had down on, downtown Orlando, in the iDrive area.
Went to a masquerade party.
Masquerade party. Got my 50 Shades of Grey on for a little bit, you know, we had a little masquerade, but it was
looking
cool.
All cute.
Hey, you was looking too bad yourself. You know, looked kind of tasty and yummy.
Yeah, so we actually got a hotel down on iDrive, so no drinking and driving. We were...
Oh, no.
We were drinking and walking.
Drinking and walking, though.
And I walked a quarter mile, if not further, with no shoes on, but...
It was a quarter
of
a mile. It wasn't that long.
After, you know, after dancing all night, and we literally danced all night. So we had a great time, but yeah, my feet were killing me with heels on.
Yeah, it was a memorable night, you know, somewhat. Didn't remember all the things until I looked on Facebook the next day.
Yeah, that was funny.
You know, my mom calling me and saying, you know, I see you was a party animal the other night, and asking was I okay. So, you know, we definitely went hard for New Year's Eve. So we haven't been out in a long time as far as for New Year's Eve. So. We did it the safe way, but we also, you know, had a great time doing it. Good crowd, you know, adult crowd. No,
I recommend 3-9. So if anybody's local or if anybody's visiting Orlando and the Central Florida area, Club 3-9, it's in the Rosen Hotel.
Yeah, and I wouldn't.
Grown folks. Nice.
Well, it depends on who's the promoter now. You know, shout out to City Boy 407. He was out there. Actually talked to him for a little bit. But Pat Next, those guys that throw a great party when they throw, you know, their parties out there at 3-9. So
no drama.
No drama.
Nothing.
Good
I
music.
Mean, everybody's dressed nice. You got grown folks. I mean, it's really nice.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that was really disrespectful was the weather. I mean, it was pretty cold. You know, like I said, you know, as Floridians, we're used to this nice hot weather year round. And this, I think it's been a long time since we had, you know, 40s and 50
cold.
Degrees cold.
Or that's, even now.
That's cold for us. I mean, you know, people are probably laughing like, that's nothing. You know, I'm going to talk to my mom in Charlotte. She's like, oh, that's nothing. It's like 30 here or 18. Yeah. I'm like, nah.
I mean, we get in the 60s, it's cold. I mean, we on New Year's Eve, there were people actually, what was it, about 58 degrees. People were in the swimming pool.
People
and
in the,
we're bundled up. And I was like, yeah,
it was some people in the pool, you know, and that was kind of different.
Yes.
You know, because we looking like, man, it's cold, and they're looking like, man, this is great.
Yeah.
You know, so the weather change has definitely affected us Floridians, and actually had some snow out there in Tallahassee today. I think it was like the first time since like 1989, it says. So,
yeah.
You know, it's been a while since, you know, people in Tallahassee have seen snow. So it's something that we don't see often. You know, when we do see it, it's like, you know, the, you know, abominable snowman. You know, you don't see it, you hear about it, but, you know, you heard about it, you just never seen it. So it's definitely something different to being with coats on, wearing a hood.
Yeah.
Is the wind and, you know, the rain today. It's just been a whole different climate. And, you know, so we get spoiled with the climate like that because we don't get that type of weather down here. But, you know, I guess we have to get a dose of reality every now and then, I guess.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get some snow when I go fly up to Michigan next week, so it'll be snowy when I come in.
Well, woo-hoo. Hopefully you don't get snowed in.
don't say that, please.
Well, I mean, it's going to be what? They said 18 degrees or something like that and snow? I mean, usually...
Negative 7
at night? I mean...
Yikes.
You know, that's a possibility, but you got to roll with the punches, so make sure you bring your stuff with you. Yeah, so this week we're going to talk a little bit more about, we'll talk a little bit about some, you know, some movies that we saw. Well, actually, a movie that we saw. Last week we talked about, you know, dealing with holidays and, you know, first time not having, you know, your children around and dealing with that and whole new environments for and situations, you know, dealing with blended families. So, and you want to keep things a little bit light this week. Like I said, it's New Year. Wanted to see a movie, just kind of see what's out there, and someone recommended Father Figures, and you know, so we saw that, and it was a pretty decent movie.
Save your money, don't go to the movie theaters.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
it was good, but it wasn't worthy of what, $21 for two people.
Yeah, whatever it was, 25, whatever it was, 21, 25.
Yeah, I personally did not laugh that much. I mean, there were some people that were laughing. I mean, it definitely wasn't bad, but I honestly thought it would be a lot better considering the people that were in it.
Yeah, and
even Cat Williams wasn't funny at all.
He had some punchlines. I mean, it was some, like I said, it was some subtle shots in there as far as, like, you know, punchlines. It wasn't like a tearjerker or, you know, holding your side type laughing, yeah. But, you know,
but it has a twist. Obviously, I'm not going to spoil it, but
I ain't going to spoil it. No.
The plot of it and, you know, what it ends up coming to is, you know, family and those you love and sticking together, you know. So, I mean, again, a good movie, but again, not worthy of movie theater purchasing.
Yeah, I would say, you know, wait till you come on DVD or Redbox, but,
what happened to the good movies? Like, I feel like when we were younger, the movies were awesome. Well, that's just my opinion. I feel like they show on the previews all the good scenes, and then you just hope that there's more, and then you get in and you're disappointed again in the movie theater.
That's the hook. The hook. I mean, I generally like, you know, true stories. I like action movies and comedies, but you know, there are certain actors that I depend on to make me laugh, and the guys that were in this movie, I figured that was going to be, you know, what I expected from them, but like I said, it's not their fault. They just performed what it was given to them as far as the script is concerned, and it had a decent script. You know, basically the movie's about two twins that it's kind of like the movie Twins, where Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, they were twins that didn't look alike at all. Yeah.
That was an old school movie.
Yeah, so I mean, so these guys were, you know, wanted to find their real father. Their mom, she was a little bit out there in the 70s. She said there was a lot of free love and, you know, party in the studio.
They were looking and so, found lots of men.
So basically, they was on a hunt for their dad, and one of them, of course, if you've seen the commercial, was Terry Bradshaw, and he led him to another guy who was a crook, and he led him to
another guy
who was he was like a, who was he? He was
I don't remember which man
was
it was.
Was it a cop? Yeah, it was a cop, because he said he went to jail because of the cop. Kind of tell you the story just a little bit right now, but I'm not going to tell you the whole thing.
Don't tell him anymore.
But ultimately, you know, long story short, the two twins, one twin was yearning for that fatherly figure that he looked up to, because mom told him that his dad was someone who was, you know, died from colon cancer. So he became a doctor thinking that, you know, that's the way his dad died. He wanted to, you know, honor his dad that way. And the other brother was just like a
free spirit,
didn't care about anything. But he became a millionaire off his looks, basically. So,
it brought them together.
It brought them together. They had different lifestyles, different mindsets, and they learned from each other. You know, on this road trip, trying to find their dad. So I'm not going to give you the twist on, you know, what happens at the end, but I think the ultimate message was pretty good, because, you know, that's the kind of thing that a lot of males, you know, nowadays, or even before, you know, a lot of people try to be hard and not act like they don't care if their dad was there or not. But it does play a part in, you know, the way some people are brought up and the way they feel about, you know, either certain guys, or for girls, you know, how they feel about certain guys, or even for guys, you know, how they feel about, you know, their relationship with trust and things of that nature. So, it definitely was a movie that had a good message. You try to make it laughable, of course, you know, because of the guys they had in it. But I felt that it was a decent movie overall as far as the message is concerned, and the way they presented it was just, you know, it was all right. It wasn't a great movie, but it was something that you can definitely learn from it, and also get an opportunity to laugh. All right, so you know when I watched that movie, like I said, Father Figures, you know, and think about the message that they had, you know, in the, about the movie, it kind of brought me to a question I had to myself. I was like, you know, if I was a child right now, what would my adult self tell myself as a child? Kind of like that Back to the Future type of mindset, you know, things that you learn when you're an adult. They like, man, I wish I'd known that when I was a kid. And you know, what would I tell myself? You know, because you know, growing up, I had, you know, similar, you know, background as far as, you know, not growing up, my dad not being there for a majority of my life. So it did have me as feeling a certain way about my dad, and, you know, finding out later on, things were not what they, I thought they were to be. It taught me a lot, and it taught me some things that I wish I'd have known back when I was a kid, you know, the way I felt about him, and would definitely have changed my mindset as far as going forward. So I think about that. I'm like, you know, I guess I would tell myself, you know, to be understanding, I guess, you know,
forgiving of people.
Forgiving.
That way your life is just so much easier.
Forgiving the people, you know, because when you hold that grudge and you hold.
And you never truly know what's going on. You really don't, unless it's face to face with you.
Right. Unless you, unless you have a conversation with someone, you know, and find out exactly the entire story, you definitely could not possibly, even if you have any type of empathy for anything, you know, hold a grudge with someone that just don't know the whole story. So, I mean, I guess I would tell myself to be more understanding, because of, like I said, you know, that anger you have inside of you, you know, sometimes you can use it as for motivation, which a lot, you know, a lot of people, you see a lot of athletes, look at LeBron James right now. He hasn't seen he's never met his dad. His mom raised him. She was like 15 to 16 years old. Best athlete in the world, you know, almost a billionaire. You know, he probably will be at some point. But self-made, you know, driven because of the situation he was put in at that young age. Never didn't live with his parents for a while, you know, his mom for a long time, lived with other families and went through all those things and pushed yourself through. So, you know, it can be a driving force, and it also can be, you know, a force that can drive you down too. So you have to, you know, look at it from, I guess they would say the cup is half empty or half full. I mean, half full or half empty. So, you know, a positive person, I guess, would say, you know, the cup is half full, and a person that's not too, you know, optimistic will probably say the cup is half empty, you know. So that even keel of, you know, thinking positive, you know, is definitely a mindset that I'm trying to
have. I just wish we could have, like, the innocence back, you know, and not, I mean, life gets us, and, you know, anger, frustration, work, whatever. And
people.
Yeah, people. People happened. But, you know, I know that that's not really what your question was, but I wish we could still, as adults, you know, take the innocence of a child, you know, play in the rain again, the things, you know, not knowing what a spider potentially could do to you, you know, so you play in the woods and you get dirty, you do those things, and, you know, it's sad because obviously we can't go back to being children, but we're adults now and we can look back at our youth and then become a better person, hopefully from obviously experiences and situations that occurred. But I would definitely say, you know, to answer your question, just definitely having forgiveness in my heart towards, you know, people, and not wishing to grow up. I don't know about you, but I used to always wish I was older.
Boy. Oh yeah, everybody did. Everybody likes, you know, kind of like you said. We said last week about the kids growing up. Like you, oh, I can't wait till they grow up. You don't want your kids to grow up. You like, man, now I miss my kids. Mm-hmm. You know, when they get older. You know, so I mean, kind of like the same thing when you're a kid. You're like, man, I can't wait to get out of here. Oh my god.
Yeah.
You know, you want to move so far away, and you get older. You're like, you want to move so much closer to your parents, mm-hmm. and you know, because you enjoy that love that they gave you.
I mean, there's so many things that we can learn from, you know, with regards to your question on that, but we wouldn't be who we are, and I'm actually appreciative of the challenges and the things that I went through, because of course that's who made me.
Yeah, but I mean, of course, you know, some of those idiotic things we did as a kid, I mean, those idiotic things that we did as a kid has definitely shaped us to be either more,
I guess. We either learn or you don't learn.
Yeah, either you're going to learn or you either think about what you're going to, your actions before they happen, you know, or do continue to do stuff until you learn your lesson. I mean, hopefully, you know, if it was that stupid that you had to learn a big lesson at a young age, you learned it. But like I said, you know, as an adult, you find a way to learn even as an adult, even though you're not a kid. I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain. I don't know. You're still learning. You know what I'm saying? You still learn. Oh, yeah. You still learn.
I tell Kiana, like, you know, my daughter's 18, my youngest daughter, and, you know, when she got in trouble or whatever, she, you know, she was caught lying and stuff, you know, I always would tell her things like, listen, kids aren't the only ones that lie. Adults lie. We all make mistakes. We all grow. You know, it's not just a picking on teenagers or younger kids. You know, you guys are the ones that are, you know, bad. No, we're all, I mean.
Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. You know, you learn from it.
But you learn or you don't, and then you pay the consequences, and then you repeat those same mistakes over and over and over again, which obviously as parents we try to teach our children not to do.
Exactly.
And have to do.
Exactly.
So.
So. Like, once we wish you guys once again a happy new year. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Once again, hit us up at happy thoughts. Happy thoughts. Two-way thoughts. TWOWAYTHOUGHTS.
So share happy thoughts. Definitely Yahoo. Share the happy thoughts.
Yeah, you can share your happy thoughts, though.
Yeah, we're short this week. You know, again, it's New Year's. Hopefully, anyone who has made resolutions or goals, you haven't broke them yet. It's only the third day in, let me tell you, I can't tell you how many people I've already seen online broken goals already or resolutions. That's why I don't make resolutions.
362 days left.
I know. Already killing it. I mean, hey, I did say I didn't want to curse anymore, and I think I used the F word a couple times already.
Well,
so.
We need to get a swear jar, so
we do.
Get a swear jar, so you can put money into it. I'm not putting money into it, because I know I'm a curse. that's just something I do. I don't do it online. I don't hear that much. I try not to, because you never know who's listening. Little ears are listening, so I have a little bit of filter to keep it away right now, but I can't avoid it sometime when I'm off air. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Again, people happen.
Yeah. Well, people happen. You're right. People happen.
What was that meme? It said, I woke up in a great mood and went outside, and then people happen, and now my day's ruined. Yeah. It was like so true.
Exactly. So.
But anyhow, not that we're negative. We love everyone. Just not idiots.
Yeah, I ain't got no love for stupidity.
No.
You know, or ignorance. So I don't think I'll ever have it, but that's not being negative. That's just being truthful.
Yeah.
You know, you pray for people, you pray for everybody, but, you know, you don't have to deal with them. You know, you try not to deal with them. So once again, Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
Peace and love out there. Like, so we'll see you guys next week. I don't know next week you'll be flying out next Tuesday or Wednesday, is it?
I'll be out Tuesday and Wednesday, so you might have to do it yourself.
You might have to do it myself. I might have to be solo dolo next week. Yeah. Uh-oh, so it might be.
I'll be playing in the snow.
You know what? I might have you call in.
You might have me call in.
You might be remote, live and direct from what you're seeing out there in the snow, in the cold.
I'm going to be a snow angel.
You know, I'm so kidding. We might do something like that next week. If you're up there still, well, you're going to be up there anyway, but. We'll definitely see if we can get you to call in, and we'll do, you know, a call in.
Sounds good.
All right. So once again, see you guys next week. Two-way thoughts.
Blessings always. Be safe.
Be safe. Damn it. This is episode number four. Four deep. Okay. Four deep. Okay. We got it going. So see you guys next week. Peace.
Take care.